You could have a V8, a 2014 V8 powered Chevy Silverado EcoTech 3 that gets better highway mileage than the Ford 150 EcoBoost V6. Log on to ChevyDriveChicago.com and check out the 2014 Chevy Silverado. It's all about drive.
It's Kaplan.
David Kaplan is a voice of Chicago sports, and he's on WGNRadio.com right now.
We have a guest in the studio, just was on the TV show with me. His name is Terry Shapiro, executive director at Kiva Recovery out in Vernon Hills. He's been a Major League Baseball scout with the Cubs and the Padres, played college baseball, and he deals with substance abuse issues with people in all walks of life. And today, Roger Goodell said, we're not taking it off the table, but we're not planning on allowing the use of marijuana right now for our players for pain management, medicinal purposes. Terry, when you hear that maybe we'll consider, we'll leave it on the table, marijuana use for medicinal purposes, what do you think?
Well, I like the commissioner's comments, and I was proud to hear him say that he's going to leave it up to the medical professionals to make that decision for them.
Okay, and, so what if medical professionals come out, because it's legal in Colorado now, not just for medicinal purposes, it's legal if you want to go get high, go to purchase marijuana, you can do it in Colorado. What if you hear him say, yeah, our doctors have told us it's A-okay, I'm going to allow the players, we're not going to test for it, and it becomes legal in our state?
The first things that you said will never happen. It becoming legal in our state may happen, but there is no such thing as medicinal marijuana. It's marijuana any way you look at it. It's not medicinal or this kind of marijuana, recreational marijuana. It's marijuana. It's a substance that's addictive, despite what people think and read. And the problems, the studies of the problems that marijuana creates are growing every day. I think there's more and more research. And unfortunately, the marijuana use in our youth and schools is up.
Okay, I told you this walking in, because you and I came over from the TV station. I talked to a good friend of mine who will remain nameless. He's one of the best students I've ever gone to school with. I went to college with him. He's a highly successful attorney. He makes north of $1 million, does not live in Chicago. But we went to school together. We're on the phone, and he says, hey, dude, do you party? And I'm like,
didn't know what that meant.
I think I know where this conversation is headed. What do you mean? And he said, do you get high? I said, haven't been high in 30 years. Since the day I graduated, that's what I gave that up. Because I became a coach, and I couldn't do it. Gave it up. I like, do you? I said, I haven't done it in 30 years. His response,
Every day?
Haven't done it in 30 years. I haven't done it since last night. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, me and the wife, we get high 5-6 times a week. I'm like, what? Yeah, absolutely. Come home from the office, have a glass of wine, and get stoned. Kids don't live at home anymore. They're empty nesters. And he thinks it's A-okay. When you hear that, and there are people who, after you were on, some tweeted at me, loved the interview. Got an email from our buddy Aisle 19 Jim. Terry was great. Loved the interview. And then I see tweets. I feel like I'm watching a Nancy Reagan 1980s Just Say No commercial, and he's naive. How do you respond to that?
Ouch, Just Say No. I wasn't a big fan of Just Say No either. That's like telling a homeless person to just get a house. Just Say No doesn't work. Listen, the marijuana that's being smoked today is not the marijuana that was being smoked back in the 80s or 70s. This is a marijuana that has been altered, and the people that are altering it are going to great lengths to increase the THC content so that you get higher, faster, and it's completely different than it was back then. It's dangerous. We're talking about people showing up in the emergency rooms of hospitals that, begging, please get me down, people having early onset schizophrenia. It's dangerous.
Terry, let me ask you this, because I agree with you that that makes sense to me. At least marijuana is marijuana, despite the whole medicinal little thing that they're trying to create or have created, really. Do you believe, though, for somebody in the NFL that has, serious concussion issues or whatever it is, pain just from playing, do you see any benefit for those guys if they are using it, or is it just strictly something that kind of they're using it and they think that's good for them, but really it's not?
No, it's I think that they've been studying marijuana for years and the medicinal properties and medicinal values of marijuana. And, you know, there was THC in pill form and capsule form for people with cancer and chemotherapy sufferers that used it. And you know, there is some effects for that, dealing with the nausea, that are positive for cancer survivors. But football players need to have their pain managed by pain managed specialists that understand pain and can and guide them through that. And also make sure that if they're on a pain medication, they get them off that pain medication and using other strategies to deal with the pain that won't affect their mood and their mind.
All right. My friend over here has long argued with me. You, Mark.
You know, you're pointing at me. I'm just curious.
Has long argued with me that they should legalize at least marijuana. He says more drugs because it'll bring in all this tax revenue. The government will make sure it's not polluted with whatever they cut it with. It'll at least be healthy illegal drugs that will now be legal.
Let me argue my point, which I'm sure you've heard a million times. Yeah, but yeah. The point is that, look, people who are going to use weed or anything else, they are going to, if they want to get it, they're going to get it. It's not like you can stop. You know, America's been fighting the drug war forever. I just don't think you can stop it. So what do? You legalize it. You tax it. There's huge money in it. You put that money back into education, and you would limit greatly the inner city, the gang issues. You'd be able to take a big chunk out of that. So that's my argument for it. Go ahead, please.
We have more deaths in this country today due to alcohol related issues, from car accidents to people drinking themselves to death, than ever before. And alcohol is legal. If we legalize marijuana and find a way to sell it in stores, there's going to be people that come up with a stronger marijuana that they sell in the black market anyway. It's always going to be a problem.
So are you saying that alcohol shouldn't be legal?
Mark, you're throwing that one at me hard, aren't you? That's a hard slider, hard biting slider.
Well, I mean,
I'm telling you, there's people that can drink alcohol and it not become a problem.
Right.
And like Cap's buddy from college, potentially he's smoking marijuana and it has not become he hasn't suffered any negative consequences. People need to know their family history. Need to know, trace back, is there alcoholism in family? You're playing roulette when you induce a substance in your body that you don't know the effects it's going to have on you long term.
That's interesting.
We are talking with Terry Shapiro from Kiva Recovery Center in Vernon Hills. You're the executive director. When you hear Roger Goodell talk about marijuana for pain, for guys that are... You'll have an athlete say, hey, man, 15th week of the NFL season, my body's killing me. I have to have something. What do you say to them? Because they're going to say to you, sitting in a cold tub isn't going to cut it.
I think that modern medicine has much greater strategies and the ability to help athletes heal than having them smoke marijuana. I think that's a poor excuse for dealing with pain.
Okay, what about pain medication? We've seen OxyContin or whatever else is out there. A lot of athletes say they get hooked on it.
There's with under physician's control, physician use, prescribed the right way, following the doctor's orders, athletes that have those issues. I've seen athletes, baseball players, have surgery, use that medication as prescribed, get off it and be pain-free and go on to have great baseball careers without pain medication.
Getting a text here, 24720, if you want to ask Terry a question, or you can call us 312-981-7200. Ask Terry how many accidents with injury/death due to pot versus alcohol. And he says that his doctor prescribed marijuana to him for pain as well. I don't know, can you believe that to be true, that a doctor would do that?
I can tell you that there are accidents due to marijuana smokers. It's usually because they're driving too slow and everyone around them is trying to drive the speed limit, and they're usually going 15, 20 miles an hour under the speed limit. You are impaired when you're driving a vehicle under the influence of marijuana, and it is dangerous, and you will see more statistics in the future. They haven't been reported about marijuana use behind the wheel, but you will see them. You'll see more driving, driving under the influence, driving while intoxicated from marijuana.
But you are saying that it's less dangerous than alcohol to have somebody on marijuana on the road than versus drinking.
Equally as dangerous.
Equally as dangerous. Okay. People want to fight you on the text line.
Yeah, on the text line, people want to fight you.
They really kind of want to take you down.
It's unbelievable.
I'm sure in a loving way, though.
It's unbelievable. I hate to tell you, but 1 month worth of OxyContin, way worse than smoking a few joints. Pot, way less dangerous than alcohol. Yeah, I mean, that's... the mentality that you're dealing with out there.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of people that we see at Kiva Recovery that come in and you ask them the first drug that they used, and it was marijuana, even before cigarettes, and now they're using heroin or opiate pain medication. It's mind-boggling.
All right, let's get a call in here. Robert, you're on with Terry.
Hey, we kind of stole my thunder there talking about prescription drugs. I mean, how many people get behind the wheel of a car every day, you know, taking, you know, antidepressants, Xanax? I mean, when it comes to pot, though, I just kind of chuckled a little bit when you said people smoking pot are going to cause crashes because it's other folks trying to get around them. You know, this is a drug that it slows you down. And actually, when you're smoking and driving, you're even more focused because you know that, you know, you have to be safer. But the point is This isn't as harmful a drug that you'd think. I've gone through a treatment program outpatient before, just full disclosure. I'm clean now, but at the end of the day, you know, it's the dependence that I think is bad. The people that are just casually, you know, smoking when they get home, as much as somebody in the 1950s would come home and have a martini, it's the same mentality. And it's just when it becomes a dependence that you need to worry about it. And I think that needs to be the line that we need to toe, not saying it's all good, all bad.
Thanks for the call, Robert. Appreciate it. Go ahead, Terry.
Robert, first of all, congratulations on your journey and into the life of sobriety. And I guarantee you it's better on this side, staying sober one day at a time. I heard what you said about marijuana, and there are people that say that they use it recreationally and it doesn't cause them any problems. But I always ask those people, they're the same people that say, well, you know, I drink, but I'm a functioning alcoholic. When you're using a substance and altering your mood or mind in some way, you're stealing from the people around you. You're not yourself when you're under the influence of those substances. When you smoke a joint and you go and play with your kids and you're hanging out with your wife, you're a different person. Why not enjoy your kids and your family and your life not under the influence, not altering your mood or mind?
It sounds like, though, what you're saying, Terry, is like you don't think people should even have caffeine. Like, if you're tired, hey, man, you know, get your rest and drink water and be natural. I mean, am I right about that?
Well, here's the thing. We as a society are programmed that when we have any kind of a pain or an ill, we take an Advil. If we're feeling tired, we get some caffeine to pump us up. And unfortunately, when we feel emotional pain, we look to things like alcohol, pot, and other drugs to deal with that emotional pain. And what I would tell you is, dig down deep and look at what's going on inside of you as a person that you have to alter your mood or mind in some way.
So you don't buy into everything in moderation? You can have McDonald's once a week, but don't have it every day?
Boy, that's a loaded question. I wouldn't answer the question about everything in moderation. I would say that know yourself inside and out. Don't play roulette and introduce a substance into your body that you don't know if that's going to trigger some brain activity that creates some serious problems for you.
Well, let's get one more. John has a question. Hey, John, welcome.
Hey, guys. Good conversation, and I'm joining it a little bit late, so if I repeat something that's been said, I apologize. I've been in recovery 21 years, recovering alcoholic. As a young man, smoked a lot of pot, drank a lot, and so forth. My only concern with the whole legalizing marijuana thing is that, to me, it's a gateway drug, and that may have been talked about already, but as a young person, when I started mixing, drinking a little bit, was smoking some pot, that just kind of lowered my inhibitions, and I said, yeah, I'll try X, Y, or Z. And, you know, it's not the case for everybody, but I think if alcohol is legal, you legalize marijuana, you combine the two, you experiment a little bit, and to me that's where kids might be getting into trouble eventually in the future.
Thank you for the call, man.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, fantastic, John. Congratulations on your 21 years and being willing to come on and talk about that. And you're absolutely right. That's a point that I should have brought up, is that, you know, you use a substance that alters your mood or mind, you're lowering your inhibitions, and other things that are going to be offered to you, you're going to be more apt to take a shot and try those things, and including risky behavior. All kinds of risky behaviors happen while under the influence of something.
All right, we got to go. We would love to have you back when I talk steroids, all of that, because you deal with that addiction as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'd love it, and I appreciate you guys having me on.
You got it. KivaRecovery.com.
Absolutely.
Or is it .org?
It's Kiva Recovery.com. KivaRecovery.com.
.com.
Yep.
KivaRecovery.com. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
there he is. Terry Shapiro.
The David Kaplan Show on the Voice of Chicago 720 WGN.
And on your app, WGNRadio.com.